The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
When disaster strikes, most people try to handle their claims themselves. Or worse, they leave the claim handling up to the insurance company, hoping they'll be treated fairly and get paid what they are entitled to. Unless you are experienced in property insurance claims, handling your own major loss would be like defending yourself in court. What a mistake. That's where Gold Star Adjusters come in. They know insurance. More importantly, they know insurance claims. At Gold Star, they have licensed adjusters who work only for you. They prepare, submit, and negotiate the claim on your behalf and with your best interests in mind. You need Gold Star on your side. They have the training, experience, and know-how to recover the maximum settlement in your claim. If you don't get more money, they don't get paid. That's right, no recovery, no fee, guaranteed. So if you have a claim that is not being handled properly, call Gold Star today, 904-406-7232. That's 904-406-7232. Gold Star Adjusters, never settle for less. Mark Stephen Goldwich, Florida license A099530.
WBOB AM 600 and FM 101.1 welcomes you to today's Ask the Expert show. With local experts in the fields of legal, financial, health, and home improvement, each week our experts offer educational information on important subjects that affect your day-to-day living. Now, sit back and enjoy today's Ask the Experts.
Thank you for tuning in today for the Ask the Experts program here on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM The Answer. We're here with my friend Mark Goldwich with Gold Star Adjusters. And I think it's real timely and important, Mark, that you're here with us today because hurricane season has just begun and the forecasters are calling for a doozy this go around, I understand.
They are. They're saying, it's a weak El Nino and different things, water temperature. So they're thinking it may not be as active as far as the number of hurricanes, but maybe the number that actually make landfall.
Mm.
And, you know, it's always a guessing game when it comes down to it. We'll just have to see how it goes.
We work hard. You know, we want to, you know, help pursue the American dream for our families. You know, God blesses us with a beautiful home, and then a hurricane comes and knocks the roof off or does other damage. And we're just saying, you know, before the broadcast started, thank God for, you know, homeowners insurance during those times, right?
That's right. It's great to have. It's one of these things where you really need it when you need it. Other than that, you know, you always wonder, why am I paying for it? You're saying that when you don't have a claim. I hear people say that when they do have a claim. Why do I have this insurance? They don't want to pay for this. They don't want to pay for that. What's it good for? It is good when it's sold properly and when it's used properly.
Yeah,
and that's the key.
Well, tell us about Gold Star Adjusters. Your last name, Goldwich, so I'm assuming it has something to do with what you do, right?
A little bit. We took a little bit off of the name. And Gold Star Adjusters is a firm of private insurance adjusters. We're also called public adjusters. What we do is we represent homeowners and property owners in their insurance claims. We have a license just like the insurance company adjusters have a license. It's pretty much the same license. The only difference is our license allows us to represent the property owner, the person who buys the insurance, who needs the benefits of the insurance policy. We're the only ones, besides attorneys, who are allowed to represent them. Your insurance company's adjuster, they're not allowed to represent you on your claim. They're representing the insurance company.
Yeah, and there's going to be an adjuster showing up at your house if you have a claim. It'll be a good idea to have someone who is an advocate for you who is a part of that whole process.
Exactly right, because who knows more about insurance and insurance claims, you or your insurance company? You with the one claim, if any, that you've ever filed, or the insurance claim, who the insurance company, it's their millionth claim just this year.
Yeah.
They're going to win every time.
And, of course, their job is to save money for the insurance company, not necessarily make you whole, although that's what they're supposed to do.
They're supposed to make you whole. That really is what they're obligated to do. But what they're trained to do is to pay the lowest amount possible that could maybe get your home back to where it was.
Yeah, at least livable.
Right.
To some extent. But you don't want that. You want it to be the way it was prior to, you know, the storm knocking off your roof.
Exactly. Do you want the least amount possible to get your home back, or do you want the most possible to get your home back? They're very different amounts, and they make a big difference to you when you're looking to hire contractors who aren't trying to cut corners, who aren't using illegal work, and all these other things. You want to hire a professional who's going to help you get you back to where you were before.
Okay, I want you to do something right now. Listening, maybe you're at home, maybe you're not. We're in hurricane season right now. Real serious time. You don't want to think, man, I heard something on WBOB at the beginning of hurricane season, and I forgot their name, and I forgot their phone number. Who? Gosh, man, I wish, let me just call my insurance company and hope for the best. Okay, do this. Go to your phone and enter this number and save it in your address book. It's 904-406-7232. And just save it on your phone, Gold Star Adjusters. That will be your contact if a hurricane does some damages to your house and you want to be in the best situation. If you're at home, save the number in your phone as well, but also go to your computer. Go to goldstaradjusters.com and then save that in your favorites or your bookmarks, because it's going to come in handy, you know, if you're in that situation. You know, we never want to be in a situation, Mark, where, you know, our house, our home, you know, our sanctuary, you know, where we go in the evening to find peace and tranquility from the hustle and bustle of life, where it's damaged. And or maybe there's things inside of your home that have been damaged. Maybe it blew out a window and, you know, that expensive home entertainment system is now destroyed from the wind and the rain.
Right.
That happens.
Oh, it happens every year.
It happens,
you know, thousands of times a year throughout the country. Millions of times a year throughout the country, not always from hurricane, but from various different events, happens millions of times throughout the country every single year. And in almost all of these cases, your insurance company wins almost every single time.
Okay. When it comes to hurricanes, what are the most common types of damages? We think of, you know, I mentioned the roof being blown off, but that's not the only thing that can happen. And it may not, I don't know, be the most common problem.
No, exactly right. Probably most common or most damaging is the storm surge. This water. Water, when it's moving, is much more powerful than wind, right? And so you always see the pictures when you're talking about a hurricane, you always see the pictures of the wind blowing and the trees flying and the debris flying, because it's very dramatic. Also because there are people that are able to be there with cameras. It's really hard to get a lot of really good pictures of the storm surge because it is much more powerful, much more violent. You can't be standing around there filming that kind of thing because it'll sweep you away, obviously. So you get storm surge, you get flooding, and you have the wind and the flying debris. Those are the main things to obviously be careful of in a hurricane.
All right. Real quick. I understand flood insurance is a different type of insurance that typically isn't covered by one's homeowner's policy.
Right.
But do you recommend people get flood insurance in addition to homeowner's insurance?
Absolutely. And it is a very different type of insurance. For the most part, it's put out by the federal government through the National Flood Program. But now there are some private insurance companies, more and more, that are getting into flood insurance. And so there are more options now. But flood insurance historically was never meant to be like homeowners insurance. It didn't make you whole. It got you back some things. And so it doesn't insure things, for example, outside of the perimeter of your home. So things in your yard, or if you have personal property that's in the yard, swing sets or whatever it is, and these things get washed away or damaged by flood, those things aren't covered. Sheds usually aren't covered, and the contents in the sheds usually aren't covered, unless you have an additional line on your flood insurance policy. But things aren't covered at replacement cost in your flood policy. They're actual cash value only. And there are just many more limitations in the flood policy. It's made mainly to have you not go bankrupt and into foreclosure because of an event. So it gives you some assistance, mm-hmm. but it doesn't make you whole like the homeowner's policy is meant to.
How affordable is flood insurance?
It's pretty affordable. Most policies are usually between $250 and $400 a year. That's mm-hmm. your typical homeowner's flood policy.
15 bucks a month, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and I recommend it. I'm not in a flood zone, but I've got flood insurance because, you know, flood maps, whether you're in a flood zone or not, is something, it's a product of the federal government deciding where has it flooded here in the past and how many times and these, a lot of different factors, right? So you may not be in a flood zone, which means your mortgage company doesn't require you to get flood insurance. I don't worry about that. I get the flood insurance mm-hmm. because I'm living in Florida between the river and the ocean. We're in a flood zone, every single one of us. Mm-hmm. It may not have flooded there yet, but you don't want to wait until they change the map until you get your flood insurance. It's a little bit too late. I think they say only 25% of people in a flood area who have been flooded, only about 25% of them have flood insurance. It's a pretty low number. And when you go down a street after an event like this and you see widespread flooding damage where you know every home on this street on both sides have been flooded out and all their property is in at the curb, you see all their drywall, all their insulation, everything from inside their house is piled up at the curb, and you know only one in four of those people had flood insurance, and the rest of them are going to be devastated financially.
Okay. Hey, this is Roger Henderson along with my friend Mark Goldwich. He's with Gold Star Adjusters at the beginning of hurricane season. Good idea to save this number in your phone because you never know if you might need it, and you probably won't be thinking about it if the worst happens. A hurricane comes and does some serious damage to your home. The number is 904-406-7232, 904-406-7232. You don't have to call it now. Just save it. Save it in your phone, and then if you're at your computer, laptop, desktop at home, even your office if you're working right now, goldstaradjusters.com. Check out the website and then bookmark it. You know, save it in your favorites because you never know if you're going to need it. And this is really good information as we start out the beginning of hurricane season 2017. All the forecasters are predicting this to be a pretty significant hurricane year with a lot of hurricanes hitting landfall. When that happens, of course, we're, you know, in an area that is prone to be hit by hurricanes from both the Atlantic, East Coast, and then also from the Gulf Coast coming across and affecting our area with winds and with flooding and that sort of thing. And, Mark, really good information you're giving us right now. Let me ask you, what is the most asked question related to hurricane claims?
I think easily the most asked question is either, you know, my neighbor's tree falls on my home or my tree falls on my neighbor's home, and who's responsible for that? For some reason, that comes up after every single windstorm, whether it's hurricane
or not.
That
doesn't have to be a hurricane. That happened recently here in our area where some thunderstorms, people thought they were tornadoes, you know, did major damage in the Orange Park area.
Right, right. And we heard it could be a tornado, could be a microburst, could just be thunderstorms, mm-hmm. high winds, whatever it was damaging winds. Mm-hmm. And, of course, trees are one of the very first things to go down, and what they land on is whatever is in their path. You can't really change that. So that's true. It doesn't have to be a hurricane by any stretch. And it doesn't even have to be an especially significant windstorm. Once a tree gets a certain height and the treetop is broad, the canopy is broad, and if the trunk is weak, it can go over in a relatively minor wind, and it's going to do some heavy damage when it lands. And the question is, whose insurance is going to pay for this? Because that's what people think about. Who's going to pay for it? And they usually think it's whoever owns the tree. So my neighbor owned the tree. It fell on my house. It's their fault. They're responsible, even though they didn't do it on purpose. But it's their tree. They should have to pay for it, or their insurance should pay for it. It doesn't work that way.
Really? So it's not the – I was thinking maybe both.
you know? It kind of is, uh-huh. Depending. You know, if it hits the fence – which it usually does, uh-huh. What they do is the insurance companies will cut the tree off, theoretically, at the fence line, and then each carrier pays for what's on their side. Now, usually the bulk of it is on the neighbor's side, right? Mm-hmm. And the base and the roots are on the homeowner's side, but each company takes care of their own, unless, and there's always, with insurance, you can be sure there's always an unless. Mm-hmm. So the unless in this case is if the tree was dead and should have been cut down, and the homeowner should have known it should have been cut down, and they failed to do it, then their insurance may be responsible and take care of it. Odds are, though, you would have to, if you're the neighbor and you know your neighbor's tree is dead or dying and it looks like it's going to topple over onto your property, send them a letter, you know, and a nice letter, ask them to take care of their tree because you're afraid it's going to fall on your home. Then later, if it does, you can use that and say, see, I thought so. I tried to warn them. I asked them to take care of it. They didn't. Then you can say that they were negligent. And then maybe their insurance company will take care
of it. You know, that reminds me of another question. Recently, last fall with Hurricane Matthew, all of my neighbors were taking our grills, put them in the garage. Those can become projectiles in high wind. And that kind of falls into the same category. So if I'm, you know, my neighbor's got the backyard Weber out, you know, the gas grill in the backyard, and the wind comes and blows it directly into my, you know, sliding glass door.
Right.
You know, am I responsible for that, or are they responsible for that?
Well, your insurance company would pay for that, but subject to the deductible, which can be very high, especially in a hurricane, extremely high. And so if that's all the damage that there is, wouldn't help you. Your insurance, your deductible wouldn't cover it. But yes, you could go after the neighbor in a case like that, where depending on how easy it would be to move this thing and maybe their age, there could be a number of factors involved. But the bottom line is you could get the insurance company from your neighbor to pay for something like that if something of theirs becomes a projectile because it wasn't properly secured. Then you can maybe claim that.
Thank God for good neighbors. Our neighbors, you know, although we get each other mad sometimes, we kind of come together at times like this. And we, hey, you know, Keith, you need some help putting up your grill or moving things around. Or if there's a single mom down the street,
right,
getting everything kind of cleared up in anticipation of the hurricane. That's what we did this past Hurricane Matthew. I lost a fence. You know, but it was already, you know, in pretty bad condition. But these things happen here in Florida. And Mark, that's why I'm thankful you're here with us today. Mark Goldwich with Gold Star Adjusters. And I want to encourage you to go to their website now before when you're thinking about it. That way you have it ready in an emergency situation after a hurricane. This is going to be a pretty significant hurricane year, we're told. GoldStarAdjusters.com. And save this number in your phone. You know, you hopefully will never need it. If you do, you know, Mark's only a call away, 904-406-7232, 904-406-7232.
And while you're saving the website and the phone number, you can call or write directly from the website. You can write a question or you can call the number and ask a question at any time. We don't charge for answering questions or for consultations. It's not like that. So anytime you have a question, you're just thinking about hurricane season or you're thinking about the storm from this past week, you can just go in and either write a question or call and get your question answered. You know, anytime, no problem.
Perfect.
And then again, you'll know that we've got the answers and you'll have made that initial contact and you'll have our information.
Yeah. They say that to be effective to help people, you got to be known, and we're letting people know who you are. You have to be liked. And we love you, Mark.
Well, thank you, Roger.
And you have to be trusted. And I think people are learning that Gold Star Adjusters is someone they can trust in a weather emergency to get their home back to where it needs to be. Because it's probably our most, you know, valuable investment that we make in our lifetime for most people is our home. Right. And you don't want to, you know, have that damaged, and sometimes things aren't taken care of properly. Then you have ongoing problems that can end up compounding over the years. And we just appreciate you being here with us today. Again, goldstaradjusters.com and then 904-406-7232 is the number you can just save into your phone or even give Mark a call now before even the hurricane hits to ask a question.
And you know, after a storm or after a hurricane, an event like that, you get usually a lot of people in many times from out of town, and they're just soliciting. They're going door to door, up and down the streets. If they see you have damage, they're going to knock on your door. If they see you outside, they're going to approach you and talk to you. You want to know who you're talking to. Gold Star has been in Jacksonville since 2004. We've handled literally thousands and thousands of claims for insureds over the past 12, 13 years.
It's your community. You live here. You love the people of Jacksonville and the surrounding areas.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is great. I've been here since 2000 myself, started Gold Star in 2004. And like I say, we've handled thousands of claims, tens of millions of dollars that we've recovered. And so, you know, we have a pretty good following, and we appreciate that.
Okay. Hurricane happened, or maybe even just a bad storm did some damage. The insurance company's adjuster came by, you know, advocating again for the insurance company, not necessarily on your side, despite what the slogan says.
Right.
And they offered them a certain amount. Okay. Roger, we're going to write you a check for X. Do I have to accept that?
No. You don't have to accept it, but my policy on that is, if the insurance company is writing you a check, accept it as the least of what they owe you.
Is there a way that that should be done? Or when you accept the check, you're agreeing that this is the final settlement?
Generally speaking, you're not agreeing that it's a final settlement. There's one insurance company out there that I have seen where on the back of their check, they will actually have in little gray print that if when you endorse this check that you're accepting it as full and final payment. You don't want to do that. So either ask them to remove that language or let them know you're crossing through that language and you can write underneath your signature as partial payment only. Something to that effect.
You can write that on the back of the check.
You can write whatever you want on the back of the check.
Okay.
And what are they going to do about it? They can't really do anything. Now they can say, well, our language was clear. In a case where it is that insurance company and they have that written anywhere, whether it's in a letter that comes with the check or on the front or back of the check, if you see language like full and final settlement, full and final payment, don't do it. Don't negotiate that check, at least until you talk to a professional, whether it's me, another public adjuster, an attorney, or something like that.
Yeah, and a lot of times, Mark, people's backs are against the wall. You know, they're maybe staying at a hotel, you know, thanks to the generosity of the Red Cross. They want to get back in their homes. They feel pressure. They accept something that is not quite adequate. It's a good idea to maybe have you in the room when their insurance adjuster shows up with that check.
Absolutely. We actually recommend that we're in the room before you call the insurance company.
Okay.
Because you don't want to say the wrong thing. Sometimes it's just a word or two that you say and they hear it the wrong way, or it sets off a red light in their head and you get off to the wrong start to begin with. So preferably you want us in the room before you call in the insurance company or before you call in the claim, and then really every step along the way after that. But if you've already done it, you've already gone through the process, it's not too late to contact us. It's just better to contact us early.
And that's why we're here right now at the beginning of hurricane season, to encourage you to go ahead and save goldstaradjusters.com and your favorites or your bookmarks, depending on the browser you use on your computer. And, of course, their telephone number in your phone. Have it saved already. Good idea to do that. Mark Goldwich with Gold Star Adjusters. The number is 904-406-7232. Very informative, man. I'm learning so much today here with Mark. And we will be back with the Ask the Expert show with Mark Goldwich with Gold Star Adjusters here on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM, The Answer. When disaster strikes, most people try to handle their claims themselves, or worse, they leave the claim handling up to the insurance company, hoping they'll be treated fairly and get paid what they are entitled to. Unless you are experienced in property insurance claims, handling your own major loss would be like defending yourself in court. What a mistake. That's where Gold Star Adjusters come in. They know insurance. More importantly, they know insurance claims. At Gold Star, they have licensed adjusters who work only for you. They prepare, submit, and negotiate the claim on your behalf and with your best interests in mind. You need Gold Star on your side. They have the training, experience, and...
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, Laura Ingram, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A new report says 14 people were poisoned after eating a deathcap mushroom last year in Greater San Francisco. Bill Cosby goes on trial Monday in suburban Philadelphia in a sexual assault case that will largely rest on the testimony of one woman. Friends describe her as upbeat, calm, and focused. She met Cosby when they worked for the women's basketball team at Temple University. Meanwhile, President Trump says the U.S. will still be the cleanest country in the world, even as it withdraws from the International Climate Pact. But facts muddy that claim. Data shows that the U.S. is among the dirtiest countries when it comes to heat-trapping carbon pollution. Figures from an Energy Department lab show that the U.S. ranks second dirtiest in total carbon dioxide emissions behind only China. The U.S. is number two per person carbon pollution among industrialized nations. This is SRN News.
This year marks the 60th anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 60 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 60 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With a doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. And just in time for spring savings, Boger's is having a huge sale of up to 60% off on select brands. You'll find brand names like Clark's, Dansko, Vionic, New Balance, and Echo all up to 60% off. Boger's is even offering great savings on select men's shoes. For 60 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger's shoe success. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger's shoes difference. Your feet will be glad you did.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Who you work with matters. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. Sean Robinson Realty can get you pre-approved for a home and get a 0.5% rebate if you buy or sell through Sean Robinson Realty. That's a lot of extra money in your pocket. Call 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste time. Call Sean Robinson Realty, 904-77-SEAN, 904-777-4296. Imagine getting in your new home with a 0.5% rebate if you buy or sell through Sean Robinson Realty. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296.
But a nation needs to limit its chances for terrorist attacks. It needs to limit its chances. With these liberal Obama appointee judges, for the most part, in these dark blue states and dark blue cities, who've ruled against the president's executive policy, his executive order, which is both constitutional and statutorily lawful, and they rule against it because of comments they claim were bigoted during the course of his campaign.
Mark Levin, weekday evenings at 6 on WBOB, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Thanks so much for joining us Saturday afternoon with Johnny Dinah. Nothing major to report out there. Traffic doing its thing, moving along. But if you're heading toward the Main Street Bridge, do look out for construction going on north at St. John's River. The sun, the clouds, and chance for showers. High of 85, mostly cloudy, low 72 tonight. More rain on tap for Sunday. Right now it's 86 degrees at AM 600. WBOB, the answer.
When disaster strikes, most people try to handle their claims themselves. Or worse, they leave the claim handling up to the insurance company, hoping they'll be treated fairly and get paid what they are entitled to. Unless you are experienced in property insurance claims, handling your own major loss would be like defending yourself in court. What a mistake. That's where Gold Star Adjusters come in. They know insurance. More importantly, they know insurance claims. At Gold Star, they have licensed adjusters who work only for you. They prepare, submit, and negotiate the claim on your behalf and with your best interests in mind. You need Gold Star on your side. They have the training, experience, and know-how to recover the maximum settlement in your claim. If you don't get more money, they don't get paid. That's right, no recovery, no fee, guaranteed. So if you have a claim that is not being handled properly, call Gold Star today, 904-406-7232. That's 904-406-7232. Gold Star Adjusters, never settle for less. Mark Stephen Goldwich, Florida license A099530.
Let's return to today's Ask the Experts on WBOB AM 600 and FM 101.1, The Answer.
Hey there, this is Roger Henderson on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM, The Answer, here with Mark Goldwich with Gold Star Adjustors, a very important edition of the Ask the Experts show because hurricane season has begun. And guess what, guys? We live in a prime hurricane area. In fact, there's probably more square mileage of potential hurricane shoreline in Florida than any other state in the country. Am I right?
Probably. I think that's true.
Yeah. Think about it. We have one of the longest coastlines in America.
Right.
You know, is it bigger than California's? I think so. Alaska, I think, is the only one bigger.
Right. Yeah, that's what. I would say Alaska might be bigger.
But yeah, but we're pretty big.
Not too many hurricanes in Alaska.
But they don't have hurricanes there. They just have cold weather. And Mark is a public adjuster with Gold Star Adjusters. And very quickly, again, for those who may just be tuning in, what is a public adjuster, Mark?
Public adjuster is a licensed and bonded insurance professional who is paid to represent policyholders in their property damage claims with their insurance companies. We're basically the only advocate for insurance consumers in Florida, besides attorneys. So we're licensed and we're bonded. So we've go through continuing education, and things like that. So we represent you to the insurance company, help you submit the claim, and analyze the damages, estimate the damages, negotiate a claim, renegotiate a claim that's been closed even. We can do that. We can go back. If you had a claim last year, mm-hmm. and you want it reopened and renegotiated, we can do that.
Is there a statute of limitations on that? How long?
Yes, there are. There's a couple, and it depends what kind of claim. So if it's a flood claim, it's a one-year statute of limitations. If it's a hurricane, it's now a three-year statute of limitations. It used to be 5 years mm-hmm. until they decided, the state and the insurance companies, let's face it, they decided 3 years is just – I mean 5 years is way too long to give people to figure out – that they have covered damage. We don't want to do that. So they changed it to 3 years. Mm. Otherwise, for your everyday other claim, it's 5 years in Florida. And it's different from state to state. But in Florida, you have 5 years to sue your insurance company following a claim, which that's where the statute comes in.
Yeah. We're talking very quickly during the break about your fees. Obviously, you know, you've got to, you know, keep the lights on at Gold Star Adjusters, and there are fees associated with, you know, your services. Obviously, when the insurance company, they have their adjuster show up, there's going to be an adjuster. But do you want them working on the behalf of the insurance company or on your behalf? And I understand your fees are regulated by the state, right?
They are. They're strictly regulated by the state, and they can change depending on the event. So normally our fee cannot be more than 20% of the insurance check. It's not of what we're claiming or what you're claiming. And after the deductible and after the things that aren't covered, whatever the amount of the check is, that's multiplied by our fee percentage, mm-hmm. and that's what gets our fee. So normally it's 20% as a cap and max. We can always charge less if we agree. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what we're doing is entering into a contract with the policyholder, and we're agreeing on what the percentage is of what our fee is going to be.
Yeah.
So we can agree to less than 20%, but we can't agree to more than 20%. And after a hurricane, then it's capped at 10%, regardless of the type of damage, the amount of damage, the difficulty, or anything else. The state feels like because there's an abundance of claims, that we don't need to charge more than 10%. And so they've decided 10% is it.
Now, people may be wondering right now, oh, no, I can't afford 10%. It's going to cost me $20,000 to replace my roof. And I'm only going to end up with $18,000. I don't think I can afford to call Mark. But we were talking during the break. And even the state of Florida has come out with their own math, their own statistics on what usually happens when they bring in a firm like yours, Gold Star Adjusters, and a public adjuster to advocate on behalf of the homeowner. What do they usually see as far as a difference in the settlement?
What they actually found is the state agency did this, and they found that the difference between not using a public adjuster and using a public adjuster, and this was around in 2006, I think, after Wilma and Katrina, and they found it to be 747% higher when using a public adjuster. That's a really big
number.
That's
almost 7.5 times as much money.
Right.
So hypothetical, if the just to make the math simple, if there's a problem with your home and the homeowner's insurance company's adjuster says, okay, we can give you $1,000 for that. In a general sense, according to this government agency a study, if they bring in a public adjuster, they'll end up getting not $1,000, but $7,400.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
That's what they found.
Certainly worth the 10 or 20% commission that you guys have to get.
And it's pretty close to what I have found over the years. And, you know, lots of claims, thousands and thousands of claims. And we have figured, because we can't figure all claims, there are a lot of claims that the insurance company says is worth zero. And we end up getting them paid thousands and thousands of dollars. And you can't do that math because you started out with zero. Technically, you're an infinite percentage recover, additional amount. And so you can't enter that into the equation, or I don't enter that into the equation. But I have found it's over 400% over the long average.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, we're here with Mark Goldwich with Gold Star Adjusters, and hurricane season has begun. It's a good idea to have his contact information already on hand. If you would, and you find yourself in a situation where you need to, you know, have someone represent you in a homeowner's insurance claim, goldstaradjusters.com. Good idea to go now to that website and go ahead and save it in your favorites or bookmarks. The number 904-407-7232. Go ahead and save that number in your phone and as far as your address book. That way, when you need it, you're not thinking, who is that guy I heard on the air with Roger Henderson back in, you know, the beginning of hurricane season? I wish I knew his name right now, because all things equal, according to this government agency, Mark can end up possibly getting me 7 times as much in my claim of my homeowner's policy than if I just call the homeowner's insurance myself directly. Again, that number, 904-406-7232. Mark is here to help you. He's here to help you weather the storm, you know, as we get the beginning of hurricane season underway here in Florida. We don't like hurricanes, but unfortunately, they're a fact of life for us. And thank God we've got insurance in these cases, and thank God we have an advocate who is going to bat for us like Mark Goldwich with Gold Star Adjusters. Mark, let me ask you a question. I would imagine one of the ways the insurance companies like to maximize their profits is by having sweetheart deals with contractors that they have already picked that might charge less and may even do inferior service to someone other than them that you can find on your own or maybe that you can recommend. Do you have to use an insurance company's contractor when they write you a check?
That's another one of those it depends questions. For the most part, you do not have to use the insurance company's contractor, and more of them are wanting you to use their contractor. It's for a very good reason. They get to manage the process. They call it managed repair or managed care. You always have to be worried about the names that companies come up with for their programs because they want it to sound good. Mm-hmm. Managed repair, managed care really means control by the insurance company of every degree, every every inch of that claim, they want to control it, because if they can control the claim, they can control the cost of the claim, and they want to keep the cost down.
And that's probably something that's worked out on the front end when you get your homeowner's insurance, as opposed to finding out afterwards, or a lot of people just don't read the fine print.
Right. Yeah, usually don't read the fine print in most cases. As a matter of fact, I got called yesterday, and when she mentioned her insurance company, it's the one insurance company that I know of who in their policy, it says you may not hire a public adjuster to help you with your claim. It actually says it in their policy as a condition that you will not, cannot hire a public adjuster. And then the fine print is, but if you do, we'll still accept the claim, we'll handle the claim, but we may cancel you because you hired a public adjuster. It's kind of crazy, but it happens.
I understand, though, if you make a claim on your insurance very often, sometimes they will cancel you anyway. I had to make a claim on my homeowner's insurance. They didn't cancel me, so I don't I don't know where that came from. But is that something that happens?
Oh, yeah. People always ask that question, too. Is they worry about if I file a claim or if I hire a public adjuster or if I hire an attorney, are they going to cancel me? Maybe. You know, we don't know. They could. They usually can't. Well, they can't cancel you for filing a claim. They can't cancel you for hiring a public adjuster, except this one insurance company thinks they can, and I'm not sure if they can or not. But generally what they do is they non-renew you. So when your policy next comes up for renewal, if they give you enough notice in advance, they can say, we're just not going to renew you next time around. You can get your insurance somewhere else. It's not a cancellation, but it's a non-renewal, and they have to do it within a certain amount of time, and they can only do it when your policy comes up for renewal. It's a lot more difficult for them to cancel you. Yeah. But
And the not renewing you, that may not necessarily be a bad thing anyway, because, right, you know, it's a good idea to shop around for the best prices, you know, on a regular basis anyway.
Right. You should probably do that every year anyway, is shop it around at an independent agency. So it could be a good thing, but If you're still in the midst of your claim and your property is still damaged, especially if it's a roof or something, it's going to be very hard, if not impossible, to get insurance somewhere else. So you're kind of stuck. And so when you're in this situation where you've got this all this damage and you can't get insurance somewhere else and your policy, you know, is non-renewed, then what are you going to do? Then you're in a tough spot.
Yeah. Usually after hurricane season, you see guys walking around with black briefcases, knocking on doors, telling people that, hey, I'm a contractor. I can fix all this damage that just happened. If a contractor comes knocking on their door, offering to handle the claim for them, what should they do?
Well, if they're offering to handle the claim for them, they should say no thank you. One, because it's a felony for a contractor to handle a claim for a homeowner. Only a licensed public adjuster or an attorney can handle an insurance claim for a property owner. It's illegal, strictly, for a contractor to do that.
What can the contractor do? Suppose you've got a relative or a friend, you've known him, he's a general contractor, and he's offered to help you out. What can and can't he do?
Well, they can't handle the claim for you. They're allowed to meet with the adjuster, but they can't talk about the policy. They can't talk about the coverages. They can't get into the process of the claim. It's really, they can talk about what's damaged and what it's going to cost to fix it. Mm-hmm. And then what they can't do also is they can't negotiate the amount that's paid. So if the contractor is saying it's going to be $15,000 to fix the property and the insurance company is saying, well, no, we think it should be $12,000, the contractor can't come back and then say, well, how about if we just agree and go in the middle and, well, let's just say it's $13,500. Can we agree to $13,500 to settle this claim? They can't do that.
Yeah, that's outside the contractor's realm.
Right.
Okay, here with Mark Goldwich with Gold Star Adjusters. I'm Roger Henderson, a special edition of the Ask the Experts program today. Hurricane season is now underway. And if the worst happens, if our area gets hit by a hurricane, Mark is somebody you'd want to be able to call, pick up the telephone, and let him know that, hey, I might need your help. It's a good idea now to go ahead and save his telephone number in your phone book or in your address book on your smartphone, 904-406-7232 is the number. And Mark even says that go ahead and give him a call now if you like, get any questions answered, kind of built that friendship, trust relationship even now before. And if you need him, You already know him. He knows you, and he'll be a good person to call.
That's right. Give us a call. We'll let you know that we're real, that we're here, mm-hmm. that we live in Jacksonville, work in Jacksonville, that we can answer your questions, that we're available to you, those kind of things.
Yeah. And if you're at home, also a good idea to go ahead and visit his website and save it in your favorites bookmarks. GoldStarAdjusters.com is the number. Now, Mark, you've been in the area now, you know, helping people with these types of problems for, what is it, 11 years now?
13. Going on 13 years later this year. Yes, sir.
Tell me one of the stories that you still think about today that, wow, good thing I was there for them.
Well, a good one would be a tree in a rainstorm. It wasn't a hurricane or anything. It was just a rainstorm. Fell on an apartment complex building. And it was a very large tree, pretty much split this building into two. And this is a building that had 6 units on the down and 6 units upstairs, so 12 units altogether, and it pretty much split it in half. There was a lot of damage. The insurance company had denied the claim, saying they were paying zero. It wasn't covered. They came up with some crazy reason about earth movement and settlement underneath the root system of this tree. The insurance agent wasn't buying it. And the insurance agent was trying to get this insurance company, who he represents the insurance company as well as he represents the property owner mm-hmm. of this apartment complex. And for 3 months, he was trying to get them to pay this claim, and they wouldn't. They refused, and he was going around, and he was talking to different people.
So very clearly, the agent is different than the adjuster.
Absolutely.
The agent sold the homeowner, or I guess the property owner of this apartment complex, the policy, but then the adjuster, who also, I guess, works for the insurance company, said that, no, we're not going to pay them.
Right. It's almost like two different companies.
Okay.
You have the insurance agent that's selling the product, which they call it a product. It's not really a product at all. It's a contract is what they're selling.
Right.
And so the agent sells it, but the claims department administers it. Right. Or they process it. And very different departments. Mm-hmm. The one can't tell the other what to do or how to do their job. But the agent knows enough to know people in the claims department and to say, hey, can you reconsider this? I think you're missing the point. Mm-hmm. I think this is really covered. And they just weren't having it.
Right.
And they just said no for 3 months straight. And it got to the point where...
So in a sense, though, this insurance agent was almost kind of working as a public adjuster, but not fully for the property owner, right?
Right, not really, but he was still advocating for them.
Yeah, but without the teeth and the authority
right.
and the expertise that someone like you would have.
Correct. But he knew, at least he knew that there was something wrong with this, that it didn't feel right. And at that point, he recommended that the property owner hire an attorney and sue this insurance company that he represents because he felt so strongly that there was that something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular person didn't want to go that route. And he just said, no, I'm not going to hire an attorney to do this. I've got another building that I was going to be working on. I've got materials there. I'll just fix this myself. And he was literally going to go out of pocket and fix this thing himself. And as a last thing, the agent said, well, let's try this public. There's a public adjuster in your area. Let's get with him and let's see if he can help.
Name is Mark.
Right. His name was me.
Okay.
So he did. He contacted me, and within 60 days, we had him a check for over $396,000.
Wow.
So that was a great ending to that story. That's how big a difference
yeah.
it made.
That's got to make you feel good on the inside.
Oh, absolutely. And that's years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So here, years later, it's great to look back on something like that. And this person really was going to just say, forget about it. I'm not going to handle it. I'm not going to deal with this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it. And I'll just fix it myself. Now, fortunately, he was able. He had the means to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But you can bet most homeowners, most property owners, simply do not have the means to take a almost a $400,000 hit and do it themselves.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I want to thank you for that guy.
Well, he's welcome, and you're welcome.
And he probably would have had no choice but to pass that cost on to his renters,
right?
And average people who weren't necessarily involved would end up having to pay for what the insurance company should have paid, up front, which they ended up having to do anyway, simply because they didn't want to pay it, pay the claim. Meanwhile, he was making premium payments all this time.
Of course, and you can bet on an apartment complex, they have very large premium payments, and it's done year after year after year, oftentimes with no claims for year after year. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of cases like that, people who literally had put their home up for sale or had sold their home before hearing about us, and were walking away from the property saying, I can't deal with it, I won't deal with it. And then they met us and they were like, oh, you know, can you still help us? The home is up for sale. It's actually closing next week. No problem. And we still dealt with it. And there were two cases like that. And we got $100,000 plus settlements on both of those.
That's great. That's great. We have a lot of business owners who listen to WBOB. They're entrepreneurs. You know, they're the engine of the economy, the backbone of the economy. Tell us about the special circumstances that a commercial or business claim may have and why they would want to use a public adjuster.
Well, again, it's different. There are different elements involved. Maybe you're a business owner and you had an insurance claim on your home, you know, 10 years ago. And so you've been through kind of the process. And because you're a business owner, you think you can handle and take care of it. There are different aspects to business claims than to homeowners claims. Policies are different. There are different coverages. You have a, you know, business interruption aspect to it that you wouldn't have with a homeowner's claim. And there are just different features. You want someone who's a professional in that field because, again, if you're a business owner, you know about business and you know about things. But if you're going to court, you're not going to use the other side's attorney to represent you on your in your court case.
Or you shouldn't.
Right. If you're a business owner, you should know better than to do something like that. Even if you're in a real estate transaction, you want to hire your own.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Mark, where did the hour go? But we've learned so much. But again, we are at the beginning of hurricane season. And Mark Goldwich, he's the CEO of Gold Star Adjusters. Encouraging you, your slogan is never settle for less.
That's right.
And can help you in the event that you may need some representation in a homeowner's or business commercial insurance claim as we enter hurricane season, or even if it's not related to a hurricane, he can help you out. Good idea to go ahead and save his website and your favorites bookmarks. GoldStarAdjusters.com is the website, and save his number in your phone, 904-406-7232. That's 904-406-7232. Are you restricted to a certain, real quick, a part of the state or country?
Well, whatever your state you're licensed in. So me and all my team are licensed in Florida. I'm licensed in Georgia. Some of my other team are licensed in Georgia. But you can go. If you're licensed in the state, anywhere in the state is where you can practice.
Gold Star Adjusters can help you if you live in Florida or Georgia, basically.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for the special edition of Ask the Experts. I'm Roger Henderson, along with Mark Goldwich on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. When disaster strikes, most people try to handle their claims themselves, or worse, they leave the claim handling up to the insurance company, hoping they'll be treated fairly and get paid what they are entitled to. Unless you are experienced in property insurance claims, handling your own major loss would be like defending yourself in court. What a mistake. That's where Gold Star Adjusters come in. They know insurance. More importantly, they know insurance claims. At Gold Star, they have licensed adjusters who work only for you. They prepare, submit, and negotiate the claim on your behalf and with your best interests in mind. You need Gold Star on your side. They have the training, experience, and know-how to recover the maximum settlement in your claim. If you don't get more money, they don't get paid. That's right, no recovery, no fee, guaranteed. So if you have a claim that is not being handled properly, call Gold Star today, 904-406-7232. That's 904-406-7232. Gold Star Adjusters, never settle for less. Mark Stephen Goldwich, Florida License A099530.